Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel and the Ministers of Economy and Planning, Finance and Prices, and Labor and Social Security appeared on television Tuesday evening to explain details of a series of measures recently announced to boost the country's economy amid increased U.S. hostilities.
We are moving forward based on the current circumstances and the growing difficulties our people are facing due to the increased perversity and aggressiveness of the U.S. government's policy towards our nation.
Beyond the salary increase in the budgeted sector of the economy, the measures seek to encourage national production, diversify and increase exports, and substitute imports. Minister of Economy and Planning Alejandro Gil also spoke on the TV program. He referred to the impact that the recently announced measures will have on people's lives and the country's economy.
Son un grupo de medidas amplias, como hemos planteado.
It's a broad package of measures, but they are not a straitjacket. On the contrary, these are measures that we will periodically review and modify based on the situation in which we find ourselves. It's worth saying also that these measures are not intended to simply resist Washington's economic, financial, and trade siege, but they constitute solid steps towards development.
Economy Minister Alejandro Gil pointed to the need to look for alternatives to solve economic problems within the domestic industry itself, with the island's own economic actors, and seeking to strengthen internal reserves, doing away with the prevailing importing mentality. In that sense, he added that authorities are studying the application of a cryptocurrency, a system to allow private sector companies to export their products, measures to deter capital flight, and the creation of attractive products for the capturing of money remittances received on the island. Labor and Social Security Minister Margarita González also spoke. She noted that all employees within the budgeted sector will get a pay raise. She said it is expected that 1.5 million workers, including doctors, nurses, teachers, scientists, and service personnel, among others, will be benefited by the new measures. At the end of the TV program, President Miguel Díaz-Canel appealed to all Cubans to work with passion towards creating a better, more just socialist society. He added that despite Cuba's enemies' intent on punishing the island's people, the Cuban Revolution is as victorious as ever, making progress even amid difficult circumstances.